You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each week, the JX looks around Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town in our listening region. Today, we're talking with Pam Van Arsdale. She's mayor of the city of Rogue River, Oregon. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me back.
Well, we talked last time back in February. I think there was a snowstorm.
There was. Snowstorm and a power outage.
Yeah, it was crazy. So let's begin with geography. Where is Rogue River located?
So we are in between Medford and Grants Pass, about halfway in between Medford and Grants Pass, just off of I-5.
Okay, so tell me about Rogue River. What's the land size, population, demographics?
So we're a very small town. Our town is like 1 mile square. And we're just a little over 2,400 people in population, predominantly retirement community. We have more folks over the age of 55. Like our average is, roughly 40% is over 65 here in Rogue River. So kind of a retirement community, but plenty of young families still, too. Bedroom community, really, as far as employment goes, to Grants Pass and Medford. Most of our folks work out of town.
Gotcha. Well, I understand this. The town was originally incorporated under the name Woodville in 1910, but then changed.
It was.
It changed its name to Rogue River in 1912, right?
Yes. But before it was even incorporated as Woodville, it was called Tailholt. And that was because to cross the Rogue River, there was no bridge to get to the other side. So the Rogue River borders our town. Highway 99 is on the other side, and the city is on the north side. And they used their horses to cross the river holding on to the tail. So they called it Tailholt until they incorporated it. And I'm not too sure why they started as Woodville and then went to the city of Rogue River. That would be a good question. I should ask my city administrator to look up our history.
Well, that must be quite an adventure for kids to get to school.
Back in those days, I'm sure it was. And although I think, you know, school was a little bit different than how we know it today.
Well, now you have a new landmark bridge over the Rogue River next to the I-5 freeway. Tell me about that project.
So I wasn't mayor, and I don't even think I was on the planning commission yet, which is where I started with the city, when that bridge was put in. I just remember I lived here, and I remember it took quite a while, and it was an interesting project in that they built the new bridge alongside the old bridge and then moved it over when it was completed.
And how long did that take?
Oh, gosh. I think that went on for, I almost want to say it was a couple of years before it was finally finished to where they could move the bridge over. So as not to disrupt, you know, people getting from one side to the other, they didn't want to have it shut down for very long.
Gotcha. Do you know the cost of that project?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't. Like I said, I wasn't with the city yet. I was still just a resident here and watched as they moved that bridge over.
Yeah, it sounds like probably the biggest project in the town's history.
Pretty much so, yeah. I think the building of one of our reservoirs was a pretty big project, too, and we're actually getting ready to build another water reservoir.
You're getting ready to build another reservoir?
Yes, I want to say 2011, we built a concrete reservoir up on the hill, 1.2 million gallons, but it's still not a sufficient amount of water for our needs. So we're doing another 1 million gallon reservoir right across from our water treatment plant on some property the city owns.
Gotcha. And what's the cost of that project?
Well, we just went out for bid. We got a low interest loan through the revolving loan fund with Business Oregon for $1.2 million, and we've discovered that that is woefully not enough money. So we're going to probably have to go out for bid again, change the design somewhat. We were going for another concrete tank, but the cost of the concrete tanks are pretty high. And of course, as the longer it takes for engineering and planning of all of this, the higher the costs of the materials go. So we did try for a grant through the legislature this year for a capital improvement project, and we didn't receive it, but we will try again, and hopefully we can get something that works with our budget if we go out for bid again.
Well, those are some big projects. I know water resources are something that every city has to be concerned about. Why did the city of Rogue River build an additional bridge? Was something wrong with the old bridge?
I wasn't really involved with the city, so I'm not too sure. I'm guessing because the old bridge was pretty old, and it was an old steel bridge. So I, to tell you the truth, I don't know.
Gotcha. Well, it's certainly a beautiful landmark that you have there now. How long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor on and off for quite a while. So we have term limits in the city of Rogue River. So I was appointed, I want to say in 2011, I was appointed mayor, and the appointment didn't go towards term limits. So I served nearly, at the time, the terms were 2 4-year terms. And I served like 5.5 years that first go around. And then I termed out and I sat out. I was on council for a while during that time that I couldn't be mayor. And then I ran again. And so I'm in my second year of a 4-year term. We've since the voters approved changing the mayor's term from a 2-year to a 4-year. So I can run for one more 4-year term after this one. And then I'll term out again.
So tell me about the governing structure of your town.
So there's myself as mayor. I'm a non-voting mayor. I only vote in the case of a tie. And then we have 6 city councilors. We have a fully staffed but small police department, which is wonderful. And then, you know, regular city staff, administration staff. We have our own water and wastewater treatment plants, and so we have a public works department that operate both of those plants.
And what's your professional background? Why'd you run for office?
Professionally now, I'm a realtor, and I was at the time, and I had attended a council meeting because a developer in town was trying to get all of the realtors to be on his side. He claimed some things that weren't true, as we found out at the council meeting, that the city was making them do. And after that meeting, the planner at the time, her name was Hope Warren, she got all of us realtors that were there together and said, you know, if one of you wants to know what, if you realtors want to know what's going on in the city, one of you needs to get on the planning commission. And we all kind of looked at each other, and you had to live in the city limits to be able to do that. And I thought, well, you know, she's got a point. It would be good for my career. Plus, it would be, you can't say anything against what people are doing if you're not willing to be part of the solution. So it was kind of a challenge from Hope Warren, and I got on the planning commission and served a couple of years there, and then appointed to the city council. Served a couple of years there, then appointed as mayor, and ran as mayor a couple of times.
Well, if you're just joining us, my guest is Pam Van Arsdale, mayor of Rogue River, Oregon. Mayor, last year you received an award from the League of Oregon Cities. Now, here's what they said about you. During her 8 years as mayor, she has modernized city policies and secured vital transit services from neighboring counties. Her regional leadership includes 8 years on the Rogue Valley Council of Governments Board, and she also serves on the Oregon Department of Land Conservation. Mayor Van Arsdale is a powerful advocate for small cities, ensuring their voices are heard at the regional, state, and federal levels. She's built and sustained strong relationships with fellow mayors, state legislators, and members of Congress, earning respect across political lines. In 2018, her efforts were recognized with the Mayor's Leadership Award for Small Cities from the Oregon Mayors Association. Now, that's what the League of Oregon Cities said when they recognized you with another award last year. Tell me about your approach to leadership in a small town.
I really have to say that it's really about all the people around me. My city staff, my city administrator, I couldn't do the things I do without the support of them. I have just a very well-working city council. We don't have bickering and infighting that some city councils seem to have. So I think I'm able to do the things I do because of the people that are around me.
Well, the Rogue River School District received notice from Superintendent Patrick Lee a few months ago that he was stepping down. Now, April Harrison is the new superintendent, and she started on July 1st. Do you have any insight on why Patrick Lee stepped away?
You know, I don't. I think there's some family issues, perhaps, maybe some health issues. I think he just needed to step back and have some private time. The school district, I'm not real involved with them. We have a liaison to their board that reports back to the city just to let us know what's going on over there. But I think it's just a real demanding position as a superintendent. We have an elementary school. They changed the middle school, and now we have a junior-senior high school out at the high school because they needed both the buildings for the elementary school. They closed Weimer had an elementary school out there years ago, and they closed that and brought those kids into Rogue River. And so it took a lot of, and of course, they went through a number of superintendents through that whole process. But I really think Superintendent Lee's decision was based more for personal reasons and life choices, to step back and take some time on his own.
I understand. How does the city and the school district work together to address difficult problems?
There's really not a lot that we do together that way. The school district has their own board that makes the decisions for the school district. Other than, like I said, we have the liaison who reports, lets the school district know what we're doing. We're good partners. We work together on things. For instance, when we were building our Rooster Park, we had the National Guard has a division called the Innovative Readiness Team, and they provided infrastructure work for us for our park for free, and we needed a place to put all of those guys. And so the school district, it was going on during the summer, and they allowed those guys to stay at the elementary school gym. And so we have a good working relationship, but their decisions are their decisions, and, the city council makes its own decisions.
Okay, in our last 60 seconds or so, what are you most proud of in Rogue River?
Right now, I'm most proud of my police chief. My police chief has only been with us for a couple of years, and he just received the Chief of the Year Award from the Oregon Association of Chiefs of Police, and he's managed to fully staff our police department for the first time in decades. He's got us what's called accreditation. Our department larger departments are required to be accredited. We weren't required, but he felt the level of professionalism that that entailed was important for our department. So I am definitely most proud of my police chief. His name is David Rash, and he's a wonderful, wonderful person. Great. Just a down-to-earth, wonderful human being.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That's all the time we have. Thank you, Mayor.
You're welcome. Thanks again for having me.
My guest was Pam Van Arsdell, Mayor of Rogue River, Oregon.